Blog Talk Radio.
I don't personally have an issue with Karen. What is popping, everybody? What is popping? What is popping? What is popping? We got to get into. I'm missing that thing on my neck. Baby. This has begun to be, this has become a mess. Okay. Y'all ready? Let's go. Let's get into some things. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Bob. Wait, are we here? Yes, get in here. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. Okay, we got to get into some things. Let me tell you something. Right before I got here, I almost threw my back out. I don't know. Once you get over 30, just things just start going out. You know what I mean? It's like once you get 30, you just wake up and figure out, like, what's hurting me today? Because something usually always hurt that wasn't hurting yesterday. You know what I mean? It's just like, golly, what was that? I wish you could see the cushions that I have sitting here. My goodness, the cushions here are, you know, I mean, it's a back cushion. It's a butt cushion. It's just, my God. But where is popping, everybody? How is everybody doing? Get in here, get in here, get in here. To everybody, you know, go ahead and share the video on Twitter. Let the people know that we're talking about it. Because we're going to get into some things, okay? So I'm drinking some good water today. Today is Sunday. I'm cleansing my spirit. I'm cleansing my energy. And we're just doing a cleanse, you know, and it's in a little, you know, one of these little styrofoams, okay? Yeah. Well, child, first of all, I just want to start this video out by saying this. Me personally, Armand, us at the Armand Wiggins Show, you know, everybody, well, me, I can't really speak for the audience, but I would like to say me. I don't personally have a personal issue with Karen Civil. I have been torn in the middle, and I'm still torn in the middle with this whole thing in regards to Karen Civil. I'm going to be honest with you. However, Karen Civil came back on Clubhouse this morning. So mind you, and we're going to get into some things because I'm kind of like, all right, I'm talking about it, but I want you guys to understand that Karen Civil has never, I've never met Karen Civil. She's never stolen any money from me. I don't have a personal problem against her. However, we do need to talk about it. Okay. So here's the thing. So I'm minding my business, right? I'm in the bed. You know what I'm saying? Because mind you, it's like 6 a.m. here. I get a notification that Joe Button is in Karen Civil. Jason Lee is sending Karen Civil to jail chat. So I'm like, oh, girl, they are really up with it still. They still talking about Karen Civil. Well, let me go in there and just kind of sleep but listen. So I'm in there sleep but listening, and I immediately find out that this is a Karen Civil stan page. Like, so everybody is Team Karen Civil. It's, you know, we're going to blow smoke up Karen Civil's ass, and we're going to, you know, start, you know, we're going to just kiss Karen Civil's butt, okay? So then Joe Button, he's talking, kind of chiming in just a little bit. And they're talking about the Jason Lee situation. They're talking about the Karen Civil situation, which is, to be honest with you, which is interesting because, girl, Joe kind of was making little snarky comments when he came down to Jason Lee. I don't think Joe Budden really is too fond of Jason Lee, but I think that stems back from when Jason Lee did an interview with, I think, was it Tahiri? And she was alleging that Joe Budden was putting her hands on her. I don't know. I feel like that's where their beef is. Joe Budden was very dismissive over anything Jason Lee. He kind of wanted to move on, didn't want to talk about it. It's very much given Jason Lee as a non-factor energy, which was interesting. I'm like, oh, this is some tea. Then we found out that Joe Budden had Cameron Civil on a call on a Fufu account. If you don't know what a Fufu account is, like, so basically Cameron Civil was listening to the Clubhouse through Joe Budden, okay? So he had her on a call, and she was listening, right? So then I guess she had felt like, okay, they're not dragging me. This is a safe space for Karen. So then she created a Fufu account. A Fufu account is a fake account or a burner account, a backup account, if you will. So Karen gets on her Fufu account, and Joe Budden says, well, Karen is here. And she is under a private account. So she slid into the chat under a private account. And this is where she started kind of reiterating everything she said yesterday. But these are with Karen Civil supporters. So the energy was totally different. Now, what was interesting to me was I don't understand why she got on there on a Fufu account. It almost to me feels like, okay, she didn't want everybody to know that she was in there. So then she could kind of start kind of shifting and pushing whatever narrative that, you know, she wanted to push. And she had a lot of support from everybody. And everybody was just pretty much praising her. However, the account, I mean, the chat room grew to like 4,000 people. So it wasn't that secretive. Okay. So in the midst of that, she's just basically talking. And so people are asking her, really good questions, right? One of the questions that I thought was very, very interesting that Karen Civil got asked was what a lot of people – okay, before I go there, I'm trying to figure out how I want to set this up. In this Clubhouse chat, to me, this was a different Karen Civil slightly than yesterday. And so as I'm listening, her credibility is starting to go down to me because it's sounding like she's saying a whole bunch of nothing and talking in circles. And then she got on there and lied. And I'll tell you about that in a second. But when I say she was in there talking in circles, a woman had asked her, they said, because Karen kept saying that, you know, all these different people need to, you know, reach out to her instead of taking it to social media. Everybody keeps taking everything to social media. She was insinuating that everybody is a clout chaser and everybody's been trying to come up against her. Like when one person speaks out, when one person is kicking her back in, everybody else wants to come kick her back in. One woman asked, she was a friend of Joyner Lucas, and she pretty much said, well, girl, people feel like it's hard to get in contact with you. So what do you say for those people that have been trying to get in contact with you, but you have them blocked? You're dodging their phone call. You know what I mean? Like there's no way to get in contact. You're not responding. Karen Civil then starts talking about Jesse Wu and Haiti. And she went into this whole tangent for about 15, 20 minutes. And she never answered the question on how to get in contact with her outside of social media. So that was thing number one for me because I'm like, she'll sit here and act as if everybody needs to be in communication with her. But in all actuality, she's blocking you niggas or ignoring you until it goes viral. So Karen has to do a better job of that because she's a little bit phony there because she's not accessible to people as she's trying to put off. So it's very hard to reach her. So people can't just get in contact with you. And I thought it was interesting that she never answered that question. And then no one in the chat held her to the fire to answer that question. Okay. That was interesting. Also, Jesse Wu. Do I want to get on to Jesse Wu came in? The Jesse Wu situation was a mess. Jesse Wu, Kara Civil, it's a personal situation with them, okay? Now I found out what the tea is between Jesse Wu and Karen Civil, why they have an issue, okay? So apparently there was a Teyana Taylor party where Jesse Wu was there. Teyana, this is per Karen Civil, Teyana Taylor had her close friends upstairs in a room. They were playing dice and smoking weed, getting high. Jesse Wu wanted to come upstairs. Karen Civil told her, no, it's enough people downstairs. You can't come upstairs. Apparently, Jesse Wu felt some type of way, like, girl, we're supposed to be friends. You're acting funny. Now, here's what I think about this situation. It could go two ways, or they really could go the same way together, okay? Karen Civil, A, was either feeling herself like, girl, all right, be glad I got you here. But you cannot come up into the VIP section with Teyana Taylor in her room, like, girl, just be glad that, you know, you're this far. You know, and Jesse Wu could have felt like, okay, girl, we're supposed to be friends. You kind of playing in my face. You're trying to act like real grand and fab and like bigger than me. But like, girl, why you can't get me upstairs if we're supposed to be homegirls? You know what I mean? Like, you kind of like, you playing. Like, it's almost kind of like when you go to the club and somebody tell you, like, let me know when you're at the door. And then you let them know that you're at the door and then they never really kind of come in. They never come and get you. They kind of act, you know what I mean? They kind of play in your face. Well, I feel like Jesse Wu felt like Kara Civil was kind of playing in her face to a certain degree. Like, oh, you got me here, but you can't get me upstairs. You know, so much bigger than me, right? But then on the flip side, which could also be on the same side, I feel like Kara Civil knows Jesse Wu. And whatever Teyana Taylor was doing up there, and whatever Karen was doing up there, she didn't want Jesse Wu involved because Jesse Wu talked too much. And at any day, Jesse Wu could have sat on anybody's platform and did an interview about what she see that day at Teyana Taylor's party if Jesse Wu needed to leverage that. No tea. Jesse Wu, while I like Jesse Wu to a certain degree, I wouldn't trust Jesse Wu in my private bedroom either because Jesse Wu is a tea collector. She's laughing. She's fun. She's at the party, but she is collecting information just in case she has to use it if you guys fall out. And she definitely will use anything that she collects against you. So if I'm Teyana Taylor and I'm having a threesome and I'm smoking or I'm hitting the bag or whatever's going on, I'm not letting a hoe like Jesse Wu upstairs. If I'm Karen Civil, I know my girlfriend. And really, she's not my girlfriend like that because I don't trust her all the way. If I can't trust you to come upstairs with me, you're not really my friend in the first place. I'm already really watching you. Karen didn't trust her like that. And, you know, could Karen be wrong? No, because Jesse Wu definitely will speak out. Jesse Wu was known for putting people between a rock and a hard place. Look what she did to Nick Cannon. No shade. So I'm not really all the way mad at Karen Civil for, you know, creating a boundary for Jesse Wu because I don't trust Jesse Wu either. It's no shade. This is just the reality. I mean, would you trust Jesse Wu done did about six interviews? You think I need Jesse Wu going around telling everybody what she's seen going on in Teyana Taylor in Iman's bedroom? Because she's definitely going to be in there observing and seeing what's going on and gagging to herself. And you let Jesse Wu feel away any time where she might need to get on YouTube and collect a coin for whatever's going on, and she might just let that slip. Just like she had allegedly let slip that Cardi B's team wanted to try to get her in place to take down Nicki Minaj. Jesse Wu can get very desperate and very messy. Okay? So apparently that's where the fallout happened. Now, Jesse Wu and Karen is going back and forth. Okay, Karen is saying her thing. She's pretty much talking in circles. Jesse Wu gets on stage. Now, mind you, Karen goes and says that something about the Haitian organization and this, that, and the third. And apparently the same organization that Jesse Wu was working for, they hit Karen Civil up. So then Jesse Wu calls that girl, that the representative of that organization. That girl comes in and says Karen Civil has never contacted. We've never contacted Karen Civil. She's never contacted us. We have no affiliation. Karen Civil is lying. Jesse Wu bombards the stage again, and she's trying to talk to Karen Civil, okay? Karen is like, girl, we cannot talk. We got to see if our lawyers will let us talk, but I can't talk to you. Jesse, she and Karen kept saying, you know, it would be nice if we could have had this conversation a long time ago off of social media. Jesse Wu was saying, well, girl, how can we have this conversation off of social media when you have sent me multiple cease and desist from your lawyer saying do not contact you, do not text you, do not email you? So you're up here lying, Karen, because you're making it seem like I can contact you when I have legal documentation from your lawyer stating do not contact her. This is what she's saying, okay? Then you have Joe Budden side busting. Don't respond to her. Like, Joe Budden was on some, like, it was interesting. Joe Budden was very cake ready, flying for, Karen Civil, but rightfully so. They're business partners. That's his girl. He was riding for her. He was team Karen Civil everywhere. He was not having it. Joe Budden was not having it for Jesse. He stayed out of that. He was not having it for Joyner Lucas. He was like, nothing's going to happen to Karen Civil. He pretty much basically said that Joyner Lucas was making amateur mistakes, which is interesting. But he said that, you know, basically he's making amateur mistakes and he's focused on the wrong thing by this lashing out. I think that's interesting coming from Joe Budden, considering that he's the king of lashing out and going off on people that he felt has done him wrong, i.e. Spotify and, you know, anybody else. Complex, Spotify, you know, when he feels, like people haven't done him wrong. But, however, he was trying to give Joyner Lucas some, you know, criticism by doing it to Karen, saying he was going about it the wrong way, da-da-da-da. But I'm just like, well, Joe, you kind of done the same thing when you were working with different people and you felt done wrong or, you know, you felt like somebody did you wrong. Like, you have went and literally publicly blasted them to no end. So I thought that was interesting. But he was basically saying that Joyner Lucas did not need to do all that to Karen Civil. He should just focus on what's important, blah, 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 blah. Like, basically, he was just doing too much. Joe Budden is not here for anything Jason Lee. It's safe to say that Joe Budden does not like Jason Lee or does not care for Jason Lee. Every time Jason Lee came up, it was giving a girl. Anyway, I don't like. They were very much playing Jason Lee down like Jason Lee is not even a part of, like, the conference. Like, they were giving Jason Lee, like, poor Jason Lee, okay, well, you know, whatever, she's upset. I think Karen exact words was she has exasperated or exonerated herself from the Jason Lee situation. She would address Jesse Wu and Joyner Lucas before she addressed the Jason Lee situation, and we're going to get into that, because Jason Lee even came on stage and was talking right next to her and she didn't even flinch. After he stopped talking, she started talking about Jesse Wu, did not even acknowledge that Jason Lee was on the stage, okay? But we'll get into that. That was a mess, too. Now, back to Jesse Wu. So this is all happening, right? So then Jesse Wu, I guess Karen gets off the stage. I don't know. I'm just trying to give you guys the highlights. Jesse Wu gets back on the stage. She's talking. Then Jesse Wu, you know, Jesse Wu talks about how she felt like Karen Civil was trying to drain her for all of her money. And Joe, I think, said, and she's doing it and it's working, or she should. And Jesse Wu said, yeah, it's happening. Jesse Wu had revealed that she doesn't even have a vehicle. Jesse Wu broke down in tears. Oh, yes. Jesse Wu revealed that she does not have a car because she has to pay these lawyer fees, and she's $32,000 in debt. Oh, yes. She broke down in tears because she said it would cost $14,000 for her just to take a trip to Haiti. Okay? It was a lot of things. She broke down in tears. I didn't know that she didn't have no vehicle. Ciao. That's a mess. This is a mess. Oh, yeah. Girl, but, you know, the unfortunate thing about this, I feel like Jesse Wu and Karen Civil really could be friends. because they're both hurt. So I don't know. I don't think she should have. Cause I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm being so messy. This is what I'm saying. I don't think that she should have said she didn't have no car. Because this whole time I'm thinking, girl, where's your vehicle? Why don't you have no vehicle? Where have you been doing all this time prior to the lawsuit? You ain't had no car. Maybe she lived in New York and didn't need no car. I'm thinking, Jess, you done been on TV and wilding out and this, that, and the third, and singing and dancing and acting and Instagram and blue checks and ain't no vehicle. Sheesh. I got a car. Well, but so she didn't have no car, girl. So that was the tea with Jesse Wu. It was just giving a lot, okay, with that whole situation. And I just feel like the Karen Jesse Wu, they're gonna have to figure out what's going on with that. And yeah, that's a mess. If something else comes to my mind, I'll let you guys know. Now, this is where it got interesting for me, because this is where Karen Civil, she got on here and she kind of started lying, okay? So Karen Civil gets online and she mentions the Jason Lee situation, because people are saying, like, girl, did you hack Jason Lee? And then she says, no, I didn't hack him. I wanted him to get hacked. I reached out to the guys who hacked him, but his page never came down. Because someone asked her if she had paid Jason Lee the $300,000 that he had lost back, or if he had got the money back, right? And she was like, well, no, because his page never got down. Like, I never took his page down. I didn't hack him. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, Karen, you're lying. You literally said you were on your Olivia Pope and it was over a post. He didn't take the post down. So you got on your Debo and your bully-ish and you got his page down and you thanked him. I mean, and you apologized to him after that. You said you had an extensive conversation with him. You also said that Jason Lee reached out to you to get him pressed for the Nipsey Hussle event. I mean, Nipsey Hussle funeral. He gave you that. You gave him that. And you thought you were all good. So I don't know why she would get on there and lie as if less than 24 hours ago, she did not say that she had him hacked. This is why I'm like, okay, Karen, I can't rock with you because, girl, you're lying. Now you're lying. Definitely lying, because you definitely said that you were going to hack Jason. I mean, that you had Jason Lee hacked. You definitely admitted to that. Here's the thing, though. It confirmed what I said yesterday. I don't think she thought Jason Lee was going to react that way. So now she's kind of pretty much, all right, I'm done with Jason Lee. They're pretty much saying that Jason Lee is going to exploit this situation. They're what I'm getting from this, they feel as though Jason Lee is not going to do anything legally. They feel like that Jason Lee is using this to build Hollywood Unlocked. They feel like he's going to exploit this to the highest power. He wants the headlines. He wants the vindication. And he wants clicks and views at best. She said that she's ready to go head up if he decides to take it the legal route, but she doesn't feel like anything is going to happen. And Joe Budden says that Karen Civil will not be going to jail on behalf of something that Jason Lee, she has said about hacking Jason Lee. Okay, and there's this rumor that you cannot use that Clubhouse audio in the court of law because it's not supposed to be recorded, allegedly. And they're saying that tapping a phone call or something like that in California, it would have to be within the hacking. It would have to be within the last 2 years. If it wasn't in the last 2 years, I don't think that he can do anything. I don't know if that's true. I'm not a lawyer. You got to figure that out. That's what they were saying on Clubhouse jail. So we'll have to see if he's within the statute of limitations or if not, or if this is even going to be a real lawsuit or whatever this could be, or if nothing's going to happen, if Jason Lee is just using this for a moment to say, see, I told you she did this, blah, 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 blah. But what I got from this is Karen said it multiple times. She was like, Jason and I had a conversation. He knew this already. So I don't understand. Hold on.
They saying pretty much they don't understand why this is happening, because she felt like she had already talked to Jason Lee before. What's happening? I'm seeing people saying that it's messing up. Are we good? This is buffering. Uh-oh. This is why I don't be liking to go live right now. All right. I'm going to speed this up because we're going to get up out of here. To work through it. We have to work through it. Hold on. Let me see. Let's do it this way. Y'all can hear me at least, though, right? If I do it this way, you guys can still hear me. So, uh-oh. Hold on. Okay, y'all should still be able to hear me, though, right? Okay, so as long as you can hear me, that's just fine. It'll just have to do what it's doing. Okay. So, yeah, child. But she was basically saying that she had talked to Jason Lee. And so I think that she's kind of over it, because she's like, at this point, I'm done with it, because he's pretty much going to do what he wants to do with it. I thought we were over it. I can't tell him how long to get over it. I can't tell him what to, you know, when to move on from something. So at this point, I'm just going to move on. Oh, no. Oh, child. I might have to wrap this up. I may not be able to do this one. All right, child. I might have to wrap this up, because y'all know I'm getting too many mixed signals. So I might have to just end this live, child, and this live might have to just go private. Hold on. Let me know something. Okay. It's looking good now. So, yeah. This is just, it's just a mess. So what I'm going to try to do now, I'm going to try to take some callers, and then we'll see if this works. Finish it on station head, and then we're going to have to wrap up. Okay, we're just going to go. Let's just go to station. I'm going to just wrap this thing. Because I'm getting too many messages, and I feel like I'm having to stop too many times. So I'm going to wrap it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to wrap it because I don't know what's going on. I'm going to wrap it because I don't know what's happening. Yeah, I don't know what's happening with that, so I'm going to just wrap it. I don't know what's happening. Yeah, I don't know what the tea is. This is why I'm like, the live is like, I'm over the live.
because I don't know what's going on. Yeah, like, I don't know. It's like a huge drop in frame. Yeah, I tried. It's just giving me. What the fuck? I'm not. It's like doing that. I'm not.